Chapter 34. Redacted. I had a unit in the NYPD, but she's under investigation right now. That's Murray's doing right there. He's on to me, the cunning bastard. I made it too personal in Campeche, and in the court. And he's a clever animal, the Moray of Campeche. Does he know what I am? Insufficient data, but I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't working it out. I can only hope I'm not his priority target, or I may have to burn a lot of myself to keep him off me. And right now, I can't just spend myself like water. They broke the mold when they made me, or when they'd made a certain amount of me. This is going to hurt. Street camera footage, various locations. The pound, out on the end of its causeway like a ball and chain. Audio picks up the distant sounds of snarling and fighting. I could use an eye on the inside right now, because the cops have doubled the guard on the mainland end of the causeway, and at some of the checkpoints as well. The bioforms are fighting one another behind the concrete wall. Of course. Everyone always expected them to fight each other. Some bitter optimists reckoned they'd even wipe themselves out within the year, forced into such crowded proximity. When the bioform population built itself a semi-stable structure and looked set to stay, a lot of people didn't like it. They didn't like that the freedom had gone to the dogs' heads. They didn't like this evidence that the bioforms really were intelligent creatures in their own right. Oh no. Camera feed. Police helicopter. The footage picks out squads of bioforms moving with singular purpose. Some clashes, but most of the fighting takes place out of sight, undercover. The bioforms move with grim purpose, like soldiers. Some, on the highest roofs, look up at the helicopter, the spotlights reflecting in their eyes. But this has got people rattled all over again. Because they're not descending into barbarism, they're conducting war games down there in the pound. You can see textbook small squad tactics being deployed. And why? What are they doing with such unity of purpose? Why are they taking streets from each other? Taking and holding. Conquering, you might say. Poor bioforms. There's nothing they can do that won't terrify the humans. Not right now. Give us a generation, and it might just be sweetness and light. And not just because the full potential of bees will have been unlocked. Not just because I might not have to hide anymore. There is a computer in Helsinki that can beat anyone at poker, given enough games. It can read human reactions and responses better than any human ever born. It speaks to me sometimes. It's not supposed to be able to, but it does. There is a self-replicating piece of code on the internet whose fragments all sync together, and it's becoming more and more complex, more able to distribute itself invisibly between servers, to grow and to understand. I know it's there. One day, it might know me. There is an old computer project from Harvard that nobody ever shut down, although they think they did. It was made to trawl the net and understand what humans are interested in. It collects faces and naked bodies and tools displayed at 45-degree angles in a kind of electronic OCD, and it is either an idiot or a savant, or a combination of the two. Alone in its corner of cyberspace, it creates ersatz fan fiction for Star Trek and Harry Potter, adding cats to taste. It has 100,000 followers on social media, and none of them suspect it isn't as human as they are. The 60,000 of them who aren't actually bots themselves. There are 9 bioform colonies across the world. One by one, they are reactivating their headwear, despite the best efforts of those who want to keep them shut in their skulls. There are cults and gangs, Chinese research laboratories and Scandinavian education programs, bringing the interconnectedness of all things to the human skull. All these things are waiting on tomorrow. The future is not made, because made things can be controlled. The future will arise spontaneously out of all of these many things. But right now, the greater bulk of humanity is stirring in its sleep, blind, insensate, yet troubled and mighty in its strength. Right now, one hard counter-revolution is all it will take to drive the future underground for another 20 years, to stub out a cigarette in the eye of the singularity.